Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to take us straight to the scripture in Proverbs chapter 9, beginning in verse 7. And the scripture says, "Whoever corrects a mocker invites insults. Whoever rebukes the wicked incurs abuse. Do not rebuke mockers, or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise, and they will love you. Instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous, and they will add to their learning." This is why this episode is entitled Wisdom's Progress. Wisdom is something that always pushes us forward, always pushes us to a better life. Because you see, life corrects us through hard knocks and trials and troubles, which show us how weak we can be and how foolish we can be. Friends help us grow through the bracing love of correction at times. These are the two versions of wisdom's main teaching method, the comeuppance, if you will. The further you go down the road toward foolishness and folly, the more you interpret all events as supporting what you always believed anyway. And when things go wrong, that allows you to blame other people and outward circumstances for your problems. You know what happens when we start down that track? What happens is our heart grows hard rather than soft, and it makes us less open to wisdom and counsel than ever. Instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still. But try to tell the mocker anything, and it will make him worse than he was before you tried. Over in the New Testament, Jesus taught about this principle in Matthew chapter 13. He said, "Whoever has shall be given more." Think about that. Whoever has shall be given more. We always think of that in our American version that we're talking about money. But what if we're talking about wisdom? What if we're talking about kindness? What if we're talking about patience? What if we're talking about genuine empathy and sympathy? Well, whoever has shall be given more. The more wisdom you have, the more wisdom you will gain in every turn in the road of life. The less wisdom you have, the less you will learn from anything. So learn from your mistakes and from criticism at all costs. When was the last time you let somebody or something change your mind about something significant? Is there room in your life for somebody to have a thought that, wait a minute, there's room for dissension in my life? Or do you live like I've spent most of my life in terminal certainty that what I do, how I do it, is got to be right? The truth is, and I learn this more and more every year, and especially in the pastorate, that we often need to hear people that love us enough to correct us and love us in love and to speak truth to us. You know the old story about the king that didn't have any britches on, but the last person that knew about it was him. You don't want to be the guy or the gal without your britches, but you think you're wearing them. Join me in this prayer. God, when things go wrong, and we know they do, or when I do wrong, God, would you help me, would you help us to drop our defenses, stop blaming somebody else or something else, let us release all those self-justifications that we have, because God, you've taught me that those are the tools of fools. And Lord, I want to be like a soldier and say there is no excuse, and I want to learn so that I could learn and grow through this more toward you and less toward me. God, help me start with what happened yesterday and what I'm experiencing this day. In the name of Jesus, our Lord, and everybody said, amen. You see, wisdom's progress is the recognition that we need guided coaching that is deeply spiritual to help us succeed wildly in this world. Listen to it again. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insults. Whoever rebukes the wicked incurs abuse. Do not rebuke mockers, or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise, and they will love you. Instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous, and they will add to their learning. Friend, I'm so glad that you joined me on today's weekday podcast. I look forward to seeing you back again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.